There is a crucial pattern to how metadata files are organized, which deserves emphasis. In general, each hazard has unique requirements for the layout and detailed options within the HID. These two side-by-side HIDs for two different hazards do have differences, as expected. Put another way, each hazard benefits from having its own targeted metadata definition file, and as previously stated, that's typically the case. However, this understates the similar functionality that many hazards, especially in a common category like hydrology, can have. For example, as is illustrated by the generally identical elements being highlighted on the screen, many hazards use similar megawidgets, draw from identical call-to-action choices or other phrases, and use the same back-end methods. Although not all hazards will have as much in common as these two do, it's still often the case that, while the overall assembly of metadata might differ from hazard to hazard, they draw from a common pool of building blocks, and it's senseless to define the exact same methods in every hazard file. Hazard Services therefore adopts a multi-tiered metadata scheme with common functionality stored in a higher-level file that hazard-specific metadata can reference as needed. In fact, this layered approach is not just unique to metadata. A tiered organization for configuration is used in many other components of hazard services, such as the product generation workflow, but that's covered in a separate section.